Praise God and good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I'm bringing you 15 minutes of fired up praise, word, and prayer this morning on Morning Motivation. I welcome all of you who have called in, taken out of your time to get your day started, get your breakfast, just like we feed our natural body with the Lord and me on this morning. Today's focus is going to be ride your waves, ride your waves. And our scripture is going to come from Romans 8:37. So while you're getting your word ready, I just want to remind everyone that during the last 100 days of this year, we are working our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we're counting down to 2017 and establishing our most fruitful years. So every day throughout the rest of this year, our focus in the morning motivation will be in alignment with our focus in the last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, because it's awesome to be on one accord. So you should have your word ready this morning. And we're going to go to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 37. And I'm reading to you from the KJV. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I want you just to think about that for a second. Nay, or no matter what else has happened, in all these things, in other words, in everything, we live as more than conquerors through him that loves us, that being our Lord and Savior. For those of you who are new to the call, I want you to know that the lines are always muted, which means that you can praise God, you can get into your own prayer closet, and no one else on the call can hear you. That includes me, until I open up the line for prayer requests. This is because I want you to feel free to have every chain broken in your life and to truly leave here motivated. So our teaching for this word says, here it comes. Look out. It's a huge wave, dude. Another one? Yes. But this one's bigger than the last one. According to the NOAA, and that's basically the Oceanography Administration, the ocean is never still. Waves are always there, and they're most commonly formed due to friction between the wind and the ocean surface. And that surface and that friction come together, and they transmit that combined energy into the waves that we see. So although it looks like those huge waves are only bringing water to overtake you, they're actually bringing energy. Energy derived from the friction. Now, today, you will experience waves in your life. I will experience waves in my life because life itself is never still. There are always undercurrents. There's always friction. There's always conflict. There's always one situation or another which will arise that's going to come, and it's going to combine with your life, and it will form a wave. This may be on your job today. This may be in your home. This may be with your friends. This may be with your family. But just believe it. You can bank on it, as they say. Some waves are going to come into our lives on today. But what I want to encourage you to do is to not fear the waves. Don't fear the conflict. Don't worry about the friction. Don't become anxious because the wind of situations within your life is meeting your life. It's going to come. So instead of running, realize that all the waves can do, if you ride them, is just take you to a higher level. The energy can actually cause you to live on a higher plane because it can grow you spiritually and mentally to the point where you truly begin to allow your life to daily rest in the comfort of the scripture which we read, that in all things, in everything, we are more than conquerors because God loves us and he's already made the way. So don't let today's waves become a tsunami for you. Don't see them and just take off running, fearing that this is the end. My life is overtaken. I don't know what I'm going to do. Rather, stand strong. Straighten your back. Look your wave straight in the eye this morning and all throughout today and say, you know what? I'm going to ride that wave. I'm going to ride that baby. I'm grabbing my mental and my spiritual surfboard. Come on, wave. I'm going to ride you this morning because in everything, I am more than a conqueror. Come on and say that in your home right now or wherever you are on your job. I want you to stop and say, I will ride my wave today. Come on. I need you to feel this. I will ride my waves today. Remember, no one else can hear you. Repeat after me. I will ride my waves today. I will meet my conflict today. I will overcome today. Woo! Don't you feel that anointing? I will repeat after me. Remember, this is morning motivation between you and the Lord. I will be an overcomer. I will have my surfboard ready. No tsunami. Yes, do you feel that? Say it again. No tsunami will overtake me. No tsunami will overtake my home. Glory. No tsunami will overtake my family. Woo, hallelujah. No tsunami will overtake my friends. Oh, hallelujah. The task for you today is to conquer your waves by meeting each conflict with a positive, godly response. And that response is, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loves me. And I want you to say that in your mind, not just now, but when you get into work, when you get into home, when you get into your office, wherever you may be going this morning, to church, to the daycare, to breakfast, when you walk into that place, spiritually declare, in all things, I am more than a conqueror. I'm going to ride this wave. And when someone rushes up to you with chaos this morning, just take a deep breath before you even respond. Say within your mind, this is just another wave. I'm going to ride this. I am more than a conqueror. When you have to address your children or your spouse today, and they start with a whole bunch of foolishness, do not respond before you just take a deep breath, exhale, whoo, and say to yourself, I can conquer this wave. I got my surfboard ready. I'm going to ride this wave today. As a matter of fact, you might just even hashtag, I got my surfboard ready today. I'm riding waves. Hallelujah. Now, we are about to go into prayer, and each morning motivation prayer focuses on the teaching for this morning. So I am going to open up the lines for prayer. If anyone wants prayer, press 1 on your phone now. You won't have to say your name. Once you press 1, I'll be able to see your last 4 numbers of your telephone number, and that's how I will call, bring you onto the air so that you can give us your prayer request for today in relation to helping you ride the waves. So the lines are open and you can press 1. as we are giving people an opportunity, I want you to now go ahead and prepare yourselves for prayer. Go ahead and begin to thank the Lord. Go ahead and begin to just close your eyes, wherever you are, if possible, to close your eyes, and just thank him. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you. Come on. Begin to thank the Lord this morning. God, you are so worthy. Remember, the lines are muted. Unless you press one, no one can hear you. So begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify him. Every hour we need thee. Come on and get into your secret place. Oh, bless us now, our Savior. We come to thee. Yes. Hallelujah. Tell him yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, asking for the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would cleanse us this morning, Jesus. Make us whiter than snow. Father, this morning we submit our lives to you. We submit our flesh to you. We submit our spirits to you, Lord. We come believing in your word that we are more than conquerors, Lord God, and that the waves and the conflict that will approach us on today are already defeated within your name. Lord, this morning, we come placing every situation before you. God, you sit high and you look low, so you know every situation, even those hidden aspects of our lives that we don't communicate to anyone else. You know about the times that we cry on our pillows at night. You know about the times, God, that we're walking around smiling, but so hollow on the inside. Father, you are aware of all of the situations, the aches, the anxiety, the depression. You see our bank accounts, God. You see our situations. You see our food pantries. Lord, you know whether or not we're able to make ends meet. You know the persons whom bring friction into our lives. Father, you know every situation that we will encounter today that brings friction. But we declare in the name of Jesus that it is defeated. Come on and tell the Lord, Lord, I am a conqueror. Tell him again, Lord, I am a conqueror. Woo, tell him, Lord, I am a conqueror today. I will ride my waves. Say it. I will ride my waves. Oh, tell him, Lord, I will ride my waves. Woo. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Make sure today that you have your mental and spiritual safe board. You can learn more about the prayer call and me at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Please invite other people every morning because we're breaking chains. And you ought to want to break those chains with your family and friends as well. I invite people every morning because this is your godly breakfast for yourself. Be blessed.